You are listening to KNNALP 95.7 FM, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Listen different, think different, live different. 95.7 FM, La Crosse.
The LP in KNNALP stands for low power. It means we only have a certain amount of wattage to broadcast our station. So, when you hear us start to fade, go to our free KNNA app for your mobile device or go to the web at www.thecross957.org and listen to us wherever you go.
As many of you already know, KNNA 95.7 La Crosse operates entirely on volunteer work. It also functions entirely on donations. That's right, donations provided to the station by listeners like you. If you would like to help KNNA grow and continue, please consider a donation. You can go to the web at thecross957.org. That's thecross957.org for more information and to donate.
Every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m., yours truly, old lovable Jack Kirk.
And me, Nancy, who Jack calls Princess Nancy, will take you on a quick musical walk back in time with the music of the big band era.
And we also bring you some of the history of those times.
Along with the information on local Lincoln area dance bands for your listening and dancing pleasure.
Why not join Nancy and me every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. on When Music Was Music, right here on The Cross, KNNALP FM 90. 5.7.
Six, seven, eight.
Good evening, everybody.
Hi.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yay. Woohoo.
Happy, happy Turkey Day.
That's right.
We hope all of you either filled up or are currently filling up on some delicious Thanksgiving dinner type things.
Yeah. However you like to celebrate it, you do you.
Yep, yep. Whether you're eating, you know, turkey or Chinese food. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you never know.
However you want to celebrate Thanksgiving is okay with us.
Yes.
We've got a great lineup this evening, Ashley and I do. We want to welcome you to Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yes.
Woot.
So tonight, Mayla, we're going to be playing some songs that represent or are about Thanksgiving themed. We do have a few songs sprinkled in there that we have picked. For, I guess, specific reasons, things that we're thankful for.
Yes, to represent the things that we're thankful for. So add a little bit in there. Yeah,
little sprinkles here and there.
This next song coming up is...
we found this little gem. Well, no, we didn't find it. When the movie came out, but we, I guess...
We realized...
We rethought about it, or I don't know, whatever.
Last October,
light
actually.
Light bulb.
Yeah. Light bulb. Yeah. Last October when we did our Halloween special, and I was like, we can play this.
Yeah.
So
here's some random music.
Whoop, whoop.
Thanksgiving Day. Eat us. We make a nice buffet. We lost.
Well, that was Eat Us from
Eat Us.
Yeah, it's so funny. From the Addams Family Values. It's the movie that was came out in 1993.
Yes.
So we probably should have said in the very beginning.
Disclaimer.
Our bad. The people singing it are dressed as turkeys, if you haven't quite figured that out.
Pugsley was the turkey.
Yeah.
He played the turkey, and then the other ones were dressed up as, yeah, like other turkeys.
Other turkey legs or it was other turkeys, and then there was, there was some fruit, not fruit, veggies running around on the stage.
I think so, yeah. It's been a hot minute.
But mainly, they're all edible foods.
Accoutrements.
Yes, I was waiting for that.
Accoutrements.
So anyway, that's disclaimer. It's not people that we're eating. It's turkeys. Oh my goodness. Such a random song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyways, all right. So this next song that we're gonna play, kind of something that I'm thankful for, and everybody probably hears all the time from us about how much we love this tiny human.
Yeah, little teacup human.
Yeah.
Not much of a teacup anymore. She's huge, by the way.
Oh, goodness, no. Yeah, she's a porker, and I love it.
Yep.
It's a song from Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, and I actually haven't played it on the show yet.
Oh, I think I know what song it's going to be, and it's going to make me cry, isn't it?
It's going to make us cry.
Yeah.
Yep, that's just how it's going to be.
All right, then.
So, anyways, I hope you all enjoy this song. I dedicate this to my daughter Penelope and the long time that we waited for you.
I have known love before. I thought it would no more take on a new direction. Still, strange as it seems to be, it's truly new to me. That affection, I don't know what you do. You make me think that you will change my life forever. Want you near, give up on you, my dear. I will never. You thrill me, you delight me, you please me.
I only want you more.
Once again, that was Amanda Seyfried, Christine Baranski, Julie Walter singing I've Been Waiting For You from the 2018 Mamma Mia. Here we go again.
Such a good song.
I know.
Yeah, made me cry like remember? A baby.
Yes, you and I were just like crocodile tears coming down our
yeah,
faces.
Yeah, that was an ugly cry.
Yeah, that was bad ugly mm-hmm. cry.
Yeah, I couldn't even hide that kind of cry. That was just like a... was not pretty. Let's put it that way.
That was such a good movie. Such yeah. a good movie.
So next up is one that my parents have requested. They actually want to dedicate it to each other, which is, isn't that cute? They're such nerds.
I love that. We were going to actually have our parents up here, but it just didn't work out very well.
Yeah, we couldn't That's all okay. figure out our schedules to yeah. make it work. But yeah, my mom really wanted to dedicate specifically to my dad, but I know my father. It'd be right back at him. So I just didn't see. I hadn't
yes.
seen him to even ask. But it is from Pure Country, and it's "I Cross My Heart."
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes, you can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now. And share all the love and laughter that a lifetime will allow. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. My life complete, and as long as there's a breath in me, I'll make yours just as sweet. As we look into the future, it's as far as we can see. So let's make each tomorrow be the best that it can be. Cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. And if along the way it starts to storm, you've got the promise of my love to keep you warm.
So I hope you guys like that one. Like I said, it's a cute little thing. My parents, my dad specifically, he'll sing it to my mom. I think when
amazing.
The song very first came out, my dad used to just sing it to my mom in
really?
The car. Mm-hmm. And then it came out in the movie. But yeah, my dad's not like a singer per se.
That's okay. There's
I know, but
wrong
I think it's
that.
Cute. And I, you know, they never really had like a wedding song for their, like, their first wedding dance thing.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure if this would have been out when they got married,
then that would have
then it would have been it. But they've been married way longer than this movie's been out. So,
so the movie was Pure Country, and
who
sang that one?
George Strait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love George Strait.
I know.
My grandma liked George Strait.
Yeah. At this point, though, who doesn't?
Well, who doesn't like George Strait?
Right. I was going to say, he's one of the I'm a 90s baby. I mean, not 90s baby. Obviously, born 85, but like 90s country.
You just aged yourself. You never do that. You're always like,
It's in the range. It's in the range. Like, that's a lot of years. Okay. So, we're okay.
You just didn't say your age, but if people can match well.
You can math well.
If they can do good on math,
yes.
Do math good. Yeah. That. What was it? People in Southeast. I think Carl actually has a shirt that they made at school. Uh-huh. And it says, I math good. And it was for one of the math teachers there. Anyways.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was really good.
That doesn't surprise me. I don't think I've ever seen that shirt.
Yeah, I'll have to see if we can find it. I don't know. Maybe it got thrown out or something. I don't know.
It may have.
It may have.
So, this little gem up next
isn't necessarily one a song that we're playing because we're thankful for.
It's another turkey song,
another Turkey Day theme.
Yeah.
Song.
So I don't. Which I guess they explain in the song what a kiki is. So I won't tell you. I'll just leave you in suspense until you hear it in the song. So I guess the next up is Let's Have a Kiki, and it's also Turkey Lurky Time.
And
it's by From Glee.
Yeah, From Glee. From Glee.
Featuring Sarah Jessica Parker.
I know, I'm really excited. Mm-hmm. Okay, ready? Here mm-hmm. we go.
Hey, I'm calling you back. Oh, she's been a bitch tonight. And by bitch, I mean this rain. No cabs, nowhere. So I had to put on the wig and the heels and the lashes and the ear and take the train to the club. You know the MTA should stand for Mother's Touching My Ass. So then I get to the club looking like a drowned, harassed rat, and I'm greeted not by Miss Rose at the door, but our friend Johnny 5-0. Yes, honey, the NYPD shut down the party. So no fee for me, and I don't even know what's the tea.
Gonna serve
and work
and turn
and
let's
have a kiki.
Wasn't that a jazzy little number?
Oh my goodness, I was just like hopping in my seat the whole time.
Hopping in your seat. I'm not. Oh my goodness.
I had to do a happy little jig.
Right?
Happy little jig.
Yeah, I like the video for it. It's really cute.
It is. It's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can go up on, this Glee song, whatever, takes place when they're actually in college. So
yeah,
it's when they're in New York.
That was like season 7 or something like that, I think it was.
Either second to last or last.
Or not not 7 seasons. There weren't 7 seasons.
I have no idea.
There were only 6. I don't know.
Whatever.
It was towards the end of the series.
Either the last season or the season prior. But it came out in 2012. So,
yep.
Somebody do Google. Figure it out.
like that? Yes, I did very much so.
Yeah.
So that, once again, was Sarah Jessica Parker with the cast from Glee.
Yeah.
A couple of the kids, anyways.
Yep.
So let's have a Kiki Turkey Lurkey time. So, Ashley, what did you learn? What is a Kiki?
A party.
A party.
Yeah.
Party.
Yeah. It's basically it.
Party time.
Yeah. So.
Party on, Wayne.
We're going to be real schmoozy real quick.
Excuse me.
What?
I just said party on, Wayne.
Oh, I missed it.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth. So we have weird things. If people are tuning in, I really have never heard of us. Me and Callie have known each other for a little bit of time.
Yes.
Back to high school. Anywho's. And so we always have like these weird things that we do. You know how like best
new
friends.
New and the new.
Right.
And we just knew the way we were talking about.
Because we were dorks.
Everybody hated it.
Yes, they did.
They're like, we don't know what you're talking about.
It was great. Anyway, we have a lot of weird things that we do. And the one that we used to always text each other. One of us would start it. Would be party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
And then we all would chime back. Party on, Garth. And what was the other one that we used to always do? Is the Earth says.
Good morning, Starshine. Oh,
yeah, that was it. Yeah.
The Earth says hello.
And that one was from
Willy Wonka or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah,
that one. Johnny Depp. Yeah. We say it that way, but it's really from this. Never mind. Okay. Anyways, so it's just the weird things we do. And so, Ashley, I'm actually going to surprise you right now.
Why?
I didn't put this in the lineup.
You dirty little rat.
I'm playing this for you. It's not necessarily from a musical, but it is from a musical-type movie that just came out, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, I love it. I haven't seen it yet.
About Queen.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I know. I want to go see it.
Dad and I got to see that last week. And
she
went
without me.
It was a really nice time with my dad, though.
I know.
So, I want you to know that I'm dedicating this song to you because I love you that much. And
we're back at you, babe.
I love our friendship and everything that you do for me. And I'm going to start crying, so I'm going to stop talking. Anyways, I hope everybody can enjoy the song and know how much my best friend means to me.
Make me live.
Yeah, I was going to say, because when we were coming up with the schedule, I put mine on the schedule. Dolorette.
It's like you. Oh, you.
This is what I get for when I make the schedule and then she puts the music together in a folder together.
Uh-huh.
And make sure it's all in the right format for the radio station. This is what I get.
Yep.
She just sneaks it right in there because then she's the one that uploads it to the actual, like, board and computers or whatever that stuff is.
Yeah. Yeah. She had no idea it was coming.
I had not a stinking clue.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Love you.
I love you.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, I mean, it wasn't that. That was You're My Best Friend by Queen.
Oh, yeah.
And I, it's not, you know, Bohemian Rhapsody is not a musical, but I felt that
it's close
I
enough.
Wanted to play it. And you know what? This is our show.
I was going to say, we can do whatever we want. Yeah.
We can do what I want.
If I want to bend those rules, they're going to get bent.
Then we're going to be, yeah. It's that wonderful time of the evening, everybody, where I'm going to remind you that you're listening to Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. And we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in this evening on your lovely Thanksgiving Day. And we hope you're all having a great time with your friends or family or by yourself if you're at home.
Right. If Once again, you do you.
You do you, man. You do you.
Yeah. So next up is our favorite segment of the whole show.
Yep.
Disney. And so because I already knew, see, I kind of already foresaw this. We were going to try to dedicate songs to each other. Mm-hmm. So I just went ahead and put them on.
Yep.
That literally says in the comment section on our schedule, Ashley and Callie, thankful for each other. Yes. So anyway, the next two songs up are we each dedicated to each other.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Enjoy, everybody.
Sherry's already had a thousand tales. Master, you in luck, cause up your sleeves you got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now. It's heavy ammunition in your camp. You got some punch, pizzazz. You got who and how. See, all you gotta do is rub that lamp. And I'll say, Mr. Lancer, what will your pleasure be? Help me take your order, jot it down. You ain't never had a friend like me. Life is your restaurant, and I'm your manager. Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Yes, sir, we pride ourselves on service.
You're the boss, the king, the shine.
Say what you wish, it's yours, true dish. About a little more baklava. Add some of column A, try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me. No, no. Can your friends do this? Can your friends do that? Can your friends pull this off their little hat? Can your friends go poo? Hey, look at here. Can your friends go abracadabra? Let it rip! And then make the sucker disappear. Don't you sit there, smack your buggy eye. Answer all your big ass friends. You got me bona fide ass certified. You got a genie for a child to fail. I got a power for ass to help you out. So what you wish, I really want to know. You got a list that's 3 miles long, no doubt. Well, all you got to do is rub like so. Hey-ho. Mr. Aladdin, sir, have a push off two or three. I'm on the job.
You big nay, Bob.
You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend like me. You ain't never had a friend like me.
When you're the best of friends, having so much fun together, You're not even aware you're such a funny pair. You're the best of friends. Life's a happy game. You could clown around forever. Neither one of you sees your natural boundaries. Life's one happy game. If only the world wouldn't get in the way. If only people would just let you play. They say you'll both be fools. You're breaking all the rules. They can't understand the magic of your wonder. When you're the best of friends, sharing all that you discover. When these moments have passed, will that friendship last? Who can say there's a way? Oh, I hope it never ends. 'Cause you.
Man, I love those songs.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. First of all, we had the jazzy, upbeat song of Friend Like Me by Robin Williams from Aladdin.
Yeah.
And then we also had the Best of Friends from The Fox
and
the
song
Hound.
Still makes me cry a little bit, just because that's a sad movie. But yeah, they're still BFFs.
I know. Mm-hmm. A Fox and a Hound. Well, yeah, literally The Fox and the Hound. Okay.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing on my part. Yeah. Okay.
Hello, Captain Obvious.
Yeah.
So next one, it's a little play on word. Not play on word. It's okay. So next one up is from Oliver.
Yes. And so this one's more of the Thanksgiving theme song.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Yeah. So we normally people like to gorge on delicious meats, or as Calix says, accoutrements.
That is totally me.
So the next one up is going to be related to that aspect. Now, I did pull some stats real quick. Every year, there is about 46 million turkeys that we consume.
Just for Thanksgiving. Seriously?
Yeah, but it gets better. That's just for Thanksgiving.
Oh,
for Christmas, there's 22 million. And for Easter, there's 19 million. So in total, like for 2011, I have that stat. Yeah. 2011, there were 736 million pounds of turkey consumed that entire year.
Wow, that's intense.
That's a lot of bird.
That's intense.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I thought. Oh boy, that's a lot of meat. That's a lot of
right. So on that note, next up is food, glorious food.
Yeah, from what? From Oliver.
If we live till 84, all we ever get is gruel.
Oh boy. Food, Glorious Food, once again by the boys from the 1963 Broadway show Oliver.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of funny. Just a little play on the, anyway.
Yep. Nope. I thoroughly like that.
I am such a sarcastic person. And such one of those,
really?
Like, oh yeah. Just a smidge. Just a scoosh.
Mm-hmm. I haven't noticed that at all. Yep. Oh, wait. I'm being sarcastic right there. I always so love that funny. In Big Bang Theory when Sheldon can't. He doesn't know how to be sarcastic.
Yeah.
And like the entire series.
He doesn't know how to handle
yeah,
it.
Yeah. 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 The entire series, you know, you've got Penny who's being completely sarcastic to him all the time. And mm-hmm. he just doesn't get it. He doesn't pick up on any of it.
Yep. Nope.
It's pretty funny.
Any of those like crazy emotions in the yeah, jokes doesn't get.
Yeah.
So next up was my pick.
Yes.
For what I'm thankful for. And some of you who maybe have been listening towards the beginning of, well, since we started, really, and then throughout most of this year,
yep.
I had got cancer last year. I had Hodgkin's lymphoma, which was super fun. That's me being sarcastic, because nobody got that part.
Yep.
So, actually, I'm actually coming up on my 1 year anniversary. On November 24th was the last day I got my chemo. It was my eighth round, or my eighth time, I guess, my eighth set of doses. And anyway. So the 24th, which is actually also my grandmother's birthday, I strategically planned my last day so that it was that year I could eat Thanksgiving, then have chemo, and then because I wouldn't eat for about 3 days, and then my birthday's on the 27th, so ta-da!
So you wanted to be able to also.
I wanted to make sure
your mama was going to make you.
Heck yeah!
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I planned that out.
Didn't she make you chicken fried steak last year?
Yes.
And mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah. What gravy? No.
Oh, mashed potatoes. I'm sorry.
The gravy goes on the meat, not potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And potatoes. Guess what we're having again this year? So
Penny and I are going to be over.
Yes.
It's hey, mom.
It's going
to Penny
be,
and I are going to be over.
It's going to be delicious. I'm so excited. So anyway, so like I said, this is my 1 year now cancer free. I actually just had my port removed a few weeks ago.
Your extra appendage.
Yep. It's no longer on me and I'm so excited. I hated that thing. It was life saving and it was definitely necessary when I needed it, but I had to have it for a whole year.
Yeah.
Because of my cancer and the type that.
And making sure that it was completely gone. And
yeah,
you were,
but it was just a pain yeah. in the butt. I hated it. Yeah. So anyway, like I said, I'm excited. My 1 year will be technically in January that I got the news. So January of 2019. But
that you got to ring your gong.
Well, no, I got the ring of the gong on the 24th, my last chemo day.
Oh, that's right. And then the 20th. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
But then
for
I had
some
to wait a
I
month.
That was your. I have no more chemo.
I waited till
your last chemo. That's right.
With the 29th of December. I think it was 29th when I got my PET scan, because I'm cheap like that. Ain't going to lie.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Well, I already met my deductible, obviously,
yeah.
with all the chemo and all that stuff. So I wanted to make sure I got that PET scan in before the end of the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, so
it's a good thing you did. So,
yeah,
it was a good new year.
It was.
So
it
yeah.
was. I had no hair. Now my hair is
very curly.
It is super curly. I'll post some photos on our Facebook page, which if you look through our photos, you'll see I had no hair, and then all of a sudden now I look like a poodle. a super dark brunette poodle.
I love
it.
From
hair. Like dark blonde to like super dark
now
brown.
Now that it's gotten longer, it's better.
It's
I know, but I'm not the one dealing with it every
yeah,
single day.
I was gonna say, the curl is intense, yo. I can't do much with it.
I know. Because
it does its own thing. I tried to straighten my hair one day, and I didn't use a hot iron, not hot iron, but like the flat iron thing.
Yeah, you used
I just blew it out, and then I was going to use the flat iron.
I really wish you would post that on our page so everybody
oh
could
my
see
gosh.
That, because that
no.
was awesome.
That was like Albert Einstein. Whoah!
Yeah,
just,
that was,
it was,
it
nope.
was epic.
It was. I did take a photo, though, for evidence, because I wanted to like just send it to Callie, like, in the middle of the night, mm-hmm. just a little pop-up. Because you'd do like the one eyeball, look at the phone text, like, oh, is it important?
And then,
just be shot with that. And I thought that would be funny.
Yeah. No, that was, it was a lovely photo.
Penny thought it was funny.
Yeah, she
even
did.
The 18-month-old knew that was funny.
Yeah. She looked at me, she looked at the photo and then looked at me and was like, what is
Well, and then she like, will look at this? And then look at my hair and then yep. look at that and then look back at my hair. And I'm like, yep. yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
It was, that
it was a hot mess.
We know.
So anyway, all
long
of that.
Story short, this yeah. song is for the
for me.
For
yeah.
you.
So don't rain on my parade.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? At least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. I guess I didn't make it, but whether I'm the rose of sheer perfection or freckle on the nose of life's complexion, the cinder or the shiny apple of its eye, I gotta fly once, I gotta try once, only can die once, right, sir. Ooh, life is juicy, juicy, and you see I gonna have my bite. Get ready for me, love, 'cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Don't bring around a cloud of rain on my parade. I'm gonna live and live now. Get what I want, I know how. One roll for the whole shebang. One throw, that bell will go clang. Eye on the target and wham. One shot, one gunshot. Hey, Mr. On Steel, here I am. I'll march my band out. I'll beat my drum. And if I'm fanned up, your turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. Guess I didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, 'cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march my heart to drum. I know nobody, no, nobody is coming. Rain on my
So that was, once again, Don't Rain on My Parade by Barbra Streisand from the musical A Funny Girl.
Yep. So wow. I picked that. I originally wanted to pick a different one that was not from any musical, but it's a real sad song. Yet it shouldn't be, but it is.
Oh,
it's the Live Like You're Dying one.
Oh,
by...
yeah, please. No, I'm glad you
see,
did that.
See, it's a sad song. I know. I know, but it's true.
I know.
I mean, dang, I got like cancer free and I'm like going kayaking everywhere, which, mind you, I am not outdoorsy any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, no, you're living... You're
right. I'm
life.
Doing me at this point. Yeah.
You
checking off that bucket list because obviously life is too short. So I'm doing me.
The next song that we're going to play up is from Beauty and the Beast, the Broadway musical. This song is one that you will only hear if you go see the Broadway show.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked this one because
Because you're the beauty to your husband's beast? I'm just kidding.
No, it's not even about my husband.
I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, well, that is very true, and he would agree.
I know.
Anyways.
He's a little hairy.
I picked this song because I know that very well that our family lately has been going through a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like somebody who's very important in my life and somebody I've been thankful for my entire life is my dad.
Yup.
And so I swore I wasn't going to tear up. Sorry, guys.
We really didn't mean for the show to be somewhat of a tearjerker.
No, we didn't at all, actually.
But we're just saps.
Yeah. That's just how we are.
Yeah. We're criers.
Anyways, so I dedicate this song to not only a wonderful teacher for me my entire life, but a wonderful father, a wonderful caregiver.
Yes.
Somebody who has definitely put his children and his family above his own needs. Dad, I know that I can say this not only for myself, but for my siblings and mom, that we love you very, very much.
Papa, do you think I'm odd?
My daughter odd? Where did you get an idea like that?
I don't know. It's just that, well, people talk.
They talk about me, too. No, we're not odd, it's true. No family could be saner, except one uncle who, well, maybe let that pass. In all you say or do, you couldn't make it plainer. You are your mother's daughter, therefore you are class.
So I should just accept I'm simply not like them.
They are the common herd, and you can take my word. You are unique, creme de la creme. No matter what you do, I'm on your side. And if my point of view is somewhat misty-eyed, there's nothing clearer in my life than what I wish and feel for you. And that's a lot, no matter what.
No matter what they say, you make me proud. I love the funny way you stand out from the crowd.
It's my intention, my invention shows the world out there one day just what we've got. No matter what. Now some may say all fathers just exaggerate,
that every daughter's great.
You are.
And every daughter tends to say her father's tops.
She pulls out all the stops to praise him, and quite rightly. No matter what the pain, we've come this far. I pray that you remain exactly as you are. This really is a case of father knowing best.
And daughter too.
You're never strange.
Don't ever change.
You're all I've got. No matter what.
Well, that awesome song, it was also fun. I liked it. That was, again, for my dad.
Yeah.
And who I'm thankful for each and every day, every yes. moment of my life.
He's a great man.
He is. He is. That was No Matter What, sung by Tom Bosley and Susan Egan from the 1994 musical, Broadway musical, Beauty and the Beast. I love that. That was Belle's father, Maurice, singing to Belle.
Mm-hmm.
So, and vice versa. I don't know. So at this point, it is time to tell everybody thank you very, 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 very much for joining us this
yes.
evening. We hope you all enjoyed our Thanksgiving special.
Yep.
And I'm glad that we got to take the time and say what yeah. we're thankful for.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Ashley. Did you have yeah. a good time?
I did. Yeah. Sorry. I was spacing out.
You're spacing out. It's
well,
okay.
Well, it's like this. I've already had some turkey. All right. So I'm a little spacey right now.
Yeah.
Like I'm ready
yeah.
for my nap.
I don't even know why we did this because I was going to fall asleep. I could have fallen asleep very easily.
Well,
taking a nap.
Because we're, you know, dedication and all that.
I
jazz.
Know. It's all for our fans.
Yeah.
Because we love you.
Yeah.
We love each and every one of you.
Yep. Oh, so much.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Don't forget to come and join us every Thursday night. We are live.
Yes.
Right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. Every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m.
Yep.
And we bring you songs from Broadway shows and movie musicals.
Yep. And randomly, like tonight.
And randomly songs, tonight, songs that aren't even musicals.
yeah.
Yeah. But you know what?
Just because.
We like to do us. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and it's our show, so we can do whatever we want.
Yep. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But we hope you all enjoyed it. we're going to end this evening's show on a lovely, lovely tune by Rosemary Clooney.
Yeah.
This was in her later years.
Mm-hmm.
And we felt... Well, Ashley felt that this was very fitting, a kind of a reminder for everybody that take the time
yep.
and make sure that You count your blessings.
Good night, everyone.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery, and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. So if you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings. So if you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
There's a sad sort of clanging from the clock in the hall and the bells in the steeple too.
Sigh and say goodbye.
must I?